Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. If you live long enough, you will probably encounter or will have already encountered at least one or two tough situations that may even make you play those situations over and over again in your mind once they've already ended. Chances are, it's going to happen to all of us if it hasn't already happened. So yesterday, watching the U.S. Open, the match between Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka, I felt like that was one of those moments. One of those moments guaranteed both women will play over and over in their head. And maybe not even moments, just periods of time. The memory of that time period will play over and over in their heads. And probably for multiple reasons. For those who don't really know what happened, it's all over the news, of course, just like everything is when there's a little bit of drama. Serena versus Naomi. It was an anticipated match, and Serena's coach made a gesture that the I don't know what you really call him, because I'm not the hugest tennis person, but I'm gonna call him like the referee for simplicity purposes, like the match, you know, the match referee. He interpreted that the coach's gesture as coaching Serena. You're not supposed to coach the players. That's, I guess, the rule, even though everyone says that it happens all the time anyway. Serena claimed that she wasn't even paying attention to his gesture and didn't even realize that he was trying to coach her. Subsequently, the referee ended up calling taking a point away from her. And I'm not going to run through the whole scenario, but basically, the way that he called the situation could have caused her to lose the open. Now, if he didn't make the calls that he made, maybe she would have won. Maybe she wouldn't have. The problem is, we'll never know. She feels like it was unfair, and she was very upset with him, and she let him know how she felt about it. She did not mince words. She thought that it was unfair treatment in terms of how women are treated and reprimanded versus how men are treated and reprimanded in tennis for their actions. Now, for those who are unfamiliar in tennis, you're not really supposed to show a lot of emotion on the court in terms of anger and things like that, especially. And she did slam down her racket and crumble the racket. I was personally thinking, wow, that's strength. I couldn't do that. So anyway, watching Serena on the court and watching these two women continue to play this game and watching her level of emotion and disappointment in the way that the game was being called, I was just like sitting there with my mouth open like, wow, this is actually happening. And so afterward, I had a few thoughts that I wanted to share with you all. Things that I learned and took away from that situation. Because I definitely think that it was a teachable moment. And a lot of Serena's actions were teachable moments. So if you watch the press conference after, where she was one-on-one with the media answering her questions, I thought she gave some really good answers. There's things that I took away from that as well. And also the way that she handled the award ceremony after the match. That was a real big moment for me. And it's not that I've never been a Serena fan. I'm not really a fan of most people. I'm aware of them and their greatness and the wonderful things that they do and their talent, and I can appreciate them, but I'm not always a fan of people. But watching Serena within this situation made me have a lot more respect for her and how she shows up as a professional and as a woman in her space. So I'm going to get into the five things that I think are good lessons from this particular scenario at the 2018 US Open with the match between Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka. The first thing is, you have to be willing to stand up and speak up for yourself. If you are not willing to stand up and speak up for yourself, other people will not stand up for you and speak up for you on your behalf. You cannot count on that. The only thing that you can count on is you having your own back. It would be nice if other people spoke up for you. It would be nice if other people had your back, but that's not always a given. So in this instance, Serena spoke up for herself. She spoke up where she felt like she was being wronged. And that was not the popular thing to do. A lot of other women in her position may not have spoken up, may not have said anything that would have been in the slightest perceived as combative toward the ref. But she did. She stood up for herself and she spoke up for herself. And I think the thing that we can all take away from that is you may be in uncomfortable situations where speaking up for yourself is not going to be the popular thing to do. And it may make your voice tremble. If you go back, you'll see that I posted this on Instagram. You know, it may make you feel uncomfortable. It may make you feel like you're not in the right. But speaking up for yourself is one of those things that if you do it, you can feel pride in it. But if you don't do it, you may have regrets later. The next thing is that I learned from this situation at the US Open is that you have to defend your character and your integrity, even if it's unpopular to do so. When Serena was speaking up for herself, she was defending her character. She was defending her integrity. She was saying, I am not a person who cheats. Please don't put me in that category. You will not put me in that category. I will not allow you to put me in that category. And I just, you know, give a big round of applause to her for that, because there's so many people that do things that are not favorable toward other people in our society. Every day it happens. We're dealing with, you know, liars, cheaters, people that are scheming, people that are just not the most trustworthy people. So for someone who prides themselves on being a person that's honest, a person that plays by the rules, a person that has integrity, a person that has a character that exemplifies excellence and top-notch behavior, when someone tries to take that away from you or throw a dirty mark or a smudge on that, you take that personal, because that's the type of thing that it takes time to build that up. It takes time for people to know and understand who you are and your character. You have to show and prove. You can't just tell someone who you are and what your character is. You have to show people. So when somebody challenges that by trying to put something on you that's not actually true and factual, you got to defend yourself. You have to defend yourself. And defending yourself doesn't always look like being combative and being angry and being nasty. It can show up in a plethora of different ways. It's up to you how you feel would work best for you to defend yourself. Also, in thinking about your personality, what makes sense for you and your personality? So, you know, whether it doesn't matter how you feel about how Serena defended herself, the key point here for me is that she did defend herself. She didn't wait around for anybody else to defend her. She defended herself and her character and her integrity. My third takeaway from the US Open is that despite the level of success that you reach, there's always going to be someone there that will try and test you, disrespect you, and even underestimate you. So sometimes we operate in this sort of rose-colored glasses type of perspective where we think that, you know, if I can just reach this level of success, if I can reach this mark, then the people who disrespected me or didn't appreciate me or overlooked me or, you know, tested me and my knowledge and my skill set, they will respect me then if I can just reach this level of success. But this display at the US Open really, really was an example of the fact that it doesn't matter which level of success you're striving to achieve and what you actually achieve, there will always be someone who will try you. Let's just say that, who will try you. There will always be someone who will try you in one way or another. And that's where you have to be prepared. You have to be aware of that, and you have to be prepared in a way that you know how to handle yourself when those situations arise. Because more than likely, they will. So be prepared with knowing how to handle yourself. The fourth thing that the US Open taught me was the importance of being humble and gracious, even when it's tough to do that. And also the fact that you have to lift other people up sometimes, even in your worst moment. Sometimes you have to step outside of yourself and what's happening with you internally when you can see that someone else needs it and maybe needs you, and get outside of yourself and your mood and lift somebody else up. And that's what I really loved about what Serena did at the awards acceptance portion of the ceremony after the actual match. She could tell that Naomi was just having a really hard time with this. I think we all could. There was no spark. There was no light in this young lady's eyes. She's 20 years old and she just won the US Open, but she felt, I'm not going to speak for her, but it looks like she felt just very conflicted and almost sad. Serena is somebody that she looks up to. Then you have the whole stadium pretty much booing, not necessarily her, but the circumstance. But this is supposed to be a happy, joyous moment and occasion for her, and people are booing. And you gotta remember, she's only 20 years old. Serena is in her 30s. She's lived more life than this young lady. And so what Serena did was huge. She put her arms around Naomi, and she embraced her. She whispered something in her ear. And when she had an opportunity to speak, the first thing that she said was, I don't want to take this moment away from Naomi. And I want us to be kind, and let's stop the booing. So although she was hurt and could have rightfully so been in her feelings about her loss, she stepped outside of herself and took a moment to uplift a young woman when she knew that that young woman needed it. That was a very selfless act and a commendable thing. And it goes back to her character. She shows and proves who she is by her actions and the things that she does. And I think that right there, if nothing else, even if people didn't agree with how she conducted herself on the court, with the referee, she still showed her true character in the way that she handled the awards ceremony with Naomi. And my final takeaway from the US Open was just to be grateful that despite your situation, you'll live another day to compete. Despite your situation, it doesn't matter what is happening or what has happened. Be grateful that you will live another day to compete. You have another opportunity. And I know that I've said things of this nature before, but not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody can look forward to the fact of having another day of life and healthy life ahead of them. So be grateful. I'm grateful. And that's one thing that I took away from how it seemed as though Serena approached the situation in her press conference. It was like, I'll play again. I'm not going to stop playing, you know? So you can tell that she knows her skill set won't diminish today or tomorrow. So she has another day ahead of her to play. And that's something to be grateful for. Sometimes we can find ourselves having teachable moments and learning lessons from some of life's typical things that happen, like a sports game, like tennis. And I just wanted to take the time to share with you all what I took away from the US Open match between Serena and Naomi and what I learned. And I hope that you have your own things that you took away from it and that you learned if you actually followed along with what happened. So that wraps up 7 Minute Sunday for us this week. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. I hope that you are able to operate with high integrity and continue to prove that you have an amazing character and just continue to go out there and win and do your best and keep killing it. And I will speak to you next week.